Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dungeons & Drams. Today, we're going to be talking about traps. Now, traps are kind of one of those really fun things that not only can take a bit of time, so like maybe you were a little late planning your session and you really need something to eat up a little bit of time, but also be really fun for your players. That's a great time for a trap. Or, honestly, just to be something super memorable. But there's multiple kinds of traps. We can have everything from magical traps, illusionary, mechanical traps, to something really deadly, or something just maybe if they succeed, they get a little extra roleplay. There's all kinds of reasons to do traps, and we're going to talk about several of them in this video. Now, obviously, because traps can be very particular to the location that you're in, we're going to want to tailor our prompt for that. So here's the prompt I'm using. I'm a dungeon master running Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. I'd like to design a trap. I'll give you the location and any specifics I think are important, and I'd like you to design me both a simple trap and a complex trap. Now, complex traps I'm considering to be kind of multifaceted, that you can maybe break one part of it, or fix one part of it, or catch one part of it, and it will continue to go. Whereas simple traps are things like poison dart traps. Be sure to include a way to overcome the trap or notice it and what the player should roll in order to avoid it. This will help you in your roleplay during the course of dealing with the trap. You know, you notice a pressure plate or you notice the wall doesn't look quite the right color, and they have to roll for it. Additionally, for the complex trap, ensure that it has multiple parts so the players could fail more than once to disable it without with varying degrees of failure. Do you understand? Now, I always ask, do you understand, or at least I try to remember to, because otherwise it usually just goes ahead and creates something. I don't want that yet. I want to prompt it with where I am. So let's go ahead and make sure it understands. Absolutely, I understand your request. Please go ahead and blah, 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 blah. So just want some detail. Now, I'm feeling a little bit predictable, so I'm going to go with something fairly classic. We're going to go with there is a wizard who's buried in a crypt somewhere, and they have a magical staff of some whatever, and you need to retrieve it. But of course, it's a wizard's crypt, like you want to, or a wizard's resting place. It's going to be trapped, and likely it's going to be trapped with some sort of magical traps, maybe some mechanical traps, because who knows, magic might fade over time. So let's go ahead and prompt that. Proving that you don't really have to prompt too much, here's what I've written. My adventurers are investigating a crypt of a long dead wizard. The wizard has a magical staff that they need to retrieve. This crypt will be laid out like a dungeon, and I'd like a trap for the entrance to the dungeon. Now we're gonna do some more things that will be like, you know, further in the dungeon. That's totally fine. We'll probably do another concept as well. But for the moment, this is the entrance to the crypt. Let's see what it thinks. Let's discuss the simple trap first and how I would run this as a DM. So the simple trap is just an arcane ward. This is easy to envision. Basically, it's just gonna be a pressure plate or something on the floor that if they step on, right? So as the adventurers approach the entrance of the crypt, they trigger an arcane ward, a magical trap that releases a burst of energy. To notice the ward, a character must succeed on a DC 15 intelligence arcana check. Now, this is useful because let's say you have a rogue in your party and they're like, oh, okay, so there's the door. I'd like to go check the door for traps. Well, they didn't check the floor, did they? And as they approach the door, oops, you stepped on an arcane ward on the floor. So that's totally fine. Or you could say something like, you know, you guys look around, roll a perception. Oh, you rolled. Maybe you should roll Arcana. Like, just kind of give them a little bit of a hint. Like, this is, or remind them, say, like, you know, this is a wizard's crypt. Maybe Arcana might make more sense. And then give one of your other players a chance to shine. Especially if your rogue has been really, like, kind of living it up during the course of the rest of the dungeon. You know, being the highlight, showing, you know, finding all the traps, disarming them, whatever. Let one of your casters be the special person here. So to notice the ward, they have to be a 15 DC. All right, the trap triggers when someone steps on a specific floor tile marked with a faint, almost invisible rune. When triggered, the trap releases a burst of force energy. Each creature within 10 feet of the trap must make a DC 13 dex saving throw, taking 2d6 force damage on a failed save, or half as much, blah, blah, blah. In order to disarm it, now this is cool. A character can attempt to use thieves' tools to disarm the trap, requiring a successful DC 15 dex check. Alternatively, a successful DC 15 intelligence arcana check allows a character to neutralize the rune without triggering it. Now, I might go into a little bit more detail about what it actually would look like to disarm the rune, and that would be something I would do outside of this video. But, like, if you need some flavor about that, you know, all right, they rolled an 18. Oh, you notice a strange sigil on the floor, and it's like, you know, you wouldn't normally see it. It just flashes for a second a little blue. And, okay, I don't know, I'd like to disarm it or something. Okay, well, you rolled Arcana, so you walk over, you throw a pebble at it, and it explodes, and you guys happen to be outside of the blast radius. Something like that would be fine, or maybe you... I wouldn't, like, make them cast dispel magic on it, just because that's kind of a waste, and you want to reward them for finding it. So find a way to let them disarm it without having to use a spell. All right, let's go into the complex trap. So this is called the Wizard's Gauntlet. So this is a multi-stage trap designed to test intruders with a series of magical challenges. First stage, Illusory Floor. This is going to be a DC 18 Wisdom Perception check to notice the illusion. If you step onto the floor, the character falls into... All right, so basically it's an invisible hole in the floor. And that's great. If they step on it, they fall into a 10-foot deep pit, so they take a D6 of bludgeoning damage. That's totally fine. It's not going to really, like, destroy anybody, but it will just let them know that they need to be careful. Unless they succeed, dex save. All right, countermeasure. Disbelief the illusion with a successful investigation check against DC 18. So that's pretty high. But if you... I guess if you're staring at a floor and you're like, I really don't think that floor is there, but it kind of makes sense. If you are... being overly cautious and you're really looking at where you're about to go, maybe you could say, like, the shadows from your torch don't really reflect properly on the ground, and something like that would be a great way to hint that something is wrong. Maybe they throw a little rock or they poke at it with their 10-foot pole, right? And then they'll be able to see. All right, second stage, Arcane Turrets. Sorry. Activation, triggered by falling into the pit or touching the floor beyond the illusion. Okay, so they've set off that first part, but now that they're in the pit, they are going to be triggering this effect. Two hidden turrets cast magic missile, 3 missiles each, at the nearest target. Each missile deals 1d4 plus 1 force damage. Okay, so depending on their level, it's not super punishing, but it is definitely going to be insult to injury here. A dex saving throw using a dex check using thieves' tools to disable each turret, or a DC 16 Arcana check to disrupt their enchantment. So now, when I look at this, I would probably ask for more clarification about exactly where they are. So this could be the way I guess I envision this is your head person accidentally falls in the pit, and this sets off the trap where, up above, the person who didn't fall in the pit, now everybody else is under attack by these magic missiles. These turrets kind of come out of the wall and they start shooting magic missiles. So now the rest of your party is also taking damage because this fool fell in the pit and he only took maybe 2 damage, but everybody else is getting blasted by magic missiles. That actually is pretty funny. Okay, so third stage, Summoned Guardian. Activation. After the arcane turrets have fired, a spectral guardian, use stats for ghost or wraith, cool, appears and attacks. It could be dispelled with an Arcana check or defeated in combat. Okay, that's perfect. That makes perfect sense. And then the fourth stage is an enchanted lock. The final barrier to the crypt's entrance, an enchanted lock seals the door. DC 15 intelligence investigation check to discern the nature of the enchantment. And it requires a DC 18 dex check with thieves' tools. Blah, blah, blah. Shocking grasp will go if they fail. Alternatively, a spellcaster can attempt to dispel the magic. Okay. And overall, the trap's stages are designed to work in tandem. Each failed interaction with one stage makes the next stage activate or becomes more challenging. Okay, that's great. I actually like that because it's multi-part. It gets the whole party involved. And at the very end, you still have a locked door to deal with. So I definitely would be cautious about using a complex trap as far as, you know, just getting to the next room. This should definitely be on, maybe this would even be that last... Well, I guess in this case, it was the entrance to the crypt, and that kind of makes some sense. You're going to have a guardian, you're going to have some semblance of a trap, and it's going to let you know what to expect going forward. There's another type of question I'd like to ask ChatGPT in order to help give me some new ideas, and that's, can you create a list of different styles of traps? Because it's not just going to be mechanical or magical, there's going to be other things that I haven't thought of. Actually, this is even better than, so a little behind the curtain here. I run all of these queries before I film the episode because I want to make sure that everything comes good. It comes out good. I want to refine my prompts, etc. Like the stuff you would expect I would do. This is better than when I did it before. So mechanical traps, it's giving you a bunch of different options of things that you could do here. Pressure plates, swinging blades, pitfalls, etc. But also then you have magical traps, elemental hazards, puzzle-based traps, nature-inspired traps, psychological traps, magical-mechanical hybrids, triggered events, disguised hazards, and environmental traps. I'm going to grab this list, and I'm going to put this down in the description below, so at the very least you have this, because this might not come out in whatever you've prompted at home, but this list right here, like, this should be in the DMG. This is all-encompassing. This is fantastic. Okay, so now that we've defined a different type of trap, I want to go a little bit more psychological traps and see what we can create. So I'm going to ask it basically to create a simple and complex trap for a psychological trap. Maybe not worded the best, but can you create a trap that would be a psychological trap? Now let's see if it remembers to do both a simple and complex. It doesn't look like it is, so that might be something that you'll want to specify in the future. Now simple traps are kind of obvious. Maybe there's just something screams in your ear or something like that. But that's okay. This we'll just kind of go into the complex. So this is the Hall of Whispers. Now this is also keeping in mind the location that we're in. So, a trap is set in a seemingly ordinary corridor or room in the dungeon. The walls are lined with ancient eerie statues with hollow eyes. As the adventurers progress, they start to hear whispers that seem to emanate from nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Okay, I like it so far. Trigger. The trap is triggered when the players enter the room or corridor. The whispers begin quietly and gradually increase in volume. The whispers are magically imbued in to induce paranoia and fear. Each round or every minute, players must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, a character experiences one of the following effects. You can choose to roll randomly. Hallucinations, paranoia, disorientation, panic attack. You can kind of read through these positive if you want to. I don't want to just sit here and read because I feel like that's boring for you guys. These effects last until the character succeeds, blah, blah, blah. Countermeasures. Okay. A character can attempt to dispel the magical effect with an Arcana check. Characters with proficiency in wisdom insight can make a check to realize the whispers are an illusion and gain advantage on the saving throw. Now, I like this because it's not just you don't hear them. It's not bothering you because, frankly, it's still an auditory hallucination and it will still bother you. Even if you know it's not real, because it's still going to just be blasting in your head. I think that's actually very cool. But you could still be like, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake. So it's like an advantage. Destroying or conveying the statue, or covering the statues may weaken the trap, offering a bonus to saving throws or stopping the trap entirely. That is a very interesting concept. So there's statues, and you just cover them up. Somebody might try that, and I think that's pretty brilliant. This trap is designed to exploit the adventurers' minds, causing distrust and confusion within the group. It's important to handle psychological elements sensitively, ensuring it contributes to the fun and challenge. That's actually cool of ChatGPT to even think to put that. There's plenty of DMs that wouldn't consider the fact that maybe there's somebody in your group who has some issues with this kind of thing. So, cool. That's good on them. Okay. I don't want to push this too much further. Like, I would do this all day. I have this dungeon in my mind, and frankly, I plan on using this exact prompt to help me fill it with some traps. Because traps are an interesting thing. Like, if you were to use ChatGPT to formulate the entire story that you're trying to tell, then that's fine. Like, that could totally be for plenty of people, especially if you don't have a whole lot of time. But for me personally, that's not as creative as I want to be, but I will tell you that I like having traps, but I don't design them very well, despite the fact that I'm an engineer in my real life. But designing traps is difficult, and this is kind of the perfect tool to help you do that, especially if you can give it a whole bunch of information. I'm in this location, they're about to do this, I want it to be deadly, or I want it to be, and you can give it that kind of things. ChatGPT absolutely knows the difference between easy, hard, deadly, medium, whatever the ratings are, and it will design it for that. If you want to kill your players, or if you want to really give them a challenge, tell it to make it deadly. It absolutely will. Well, that's my episode on traps. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this, but absolutely let me know down in the comments if there's a concept that you want me to do. I'm planning on kind of designing a village from start to finish as a series of these videos, maybe call it like 2, 3, maybe 4 tops, and really get nitty gritty with how I would do it if I were going to be utilizing AI to help me with every aspect of it. Everything from what's in the town, what's the town called, what's the layout of the town, give me some NPCs, give me some problems, all of these things. And I would love to do that. Let me know if you think that's a good enough idea. Other than that, drop some other good ideas. And I will see you guys all next week, and I hope you have a great rest of your night. Cheers.